Hello and welcome to the first episode of the Right of Reply podcast for 2023 called Beyond the Headlines. And my name is William Bruce Robertson. I'm a second year in PPE and I'm one of the co-hosts for the podcast. We're very excited to get started. I'll now hand it over to Hashmita.
Hello, my name is Hashmita and I'm your co-host for Right of Reply, a podcast brought to you by Queen's International Affairs Association. Let me tell you a bit about myself. I'm a third year political science major, and we're here with your first episode, and we're here with the directors for International Development Week. We're going to get them to introduce themselves and for them to speak more about their initiatives and what's going to be happening this week and what is expected.
So thank you all very much for coming, and if you could just give us your name, your year, a few things about yourself, that'd be great.
Hi, my name's Amia. I'm a second year political studies major and a world languages minor.
My name's Taylor. I'm a fourth year political studies major.
My name is Stephanie, and I'm a third year global development major.
Thank you. It's great to meet all of you.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah.
So we're going to get straight into it. We would like to ask you, what is the theme for International Development Week?
So, International Development Week is hosted by Global Affairs Canada, and the theme that they've chosen for this year is Go for the Goals. So that's referencing the United Nations 2030 Sustainable Development Goals. So they've selected five subtopics to go under the main theme, looking at gender equality, education, health, food security, and climate action. So every day of IDW, we're going to be covering different topics so that students can get a full grasp of the scope of different aspects of international development.
Yeah, this year specifically, we'll be discussing global health and equity, global poverty, violence against Indigenous women in Canada and globally, climate change, and refugees.
And we decided to tie it all together at the end of the week with an intersectionality night and kind of like an approach to bring it all together.
Yeah, so you talk about a bunch of the different themes. What is some reasons that you think the Queen students in particular should be interested in these themes, or how does it reflect on us? How can it maybe change our views of the world or of even the Queen's community?
So basically the goal of IDW is to inform, inspire, and involve Canadians in Canada's international development efforts, so including lots of different participants, namely, and then we're looking at university students. So it's so important on university campuses because it serves to educate students and start discourse among academics on how we can solve the pressing challenges that are around the world. Queens can sometimes be a bit of a bubble where we're just existing in Kingston, but it's so important for students to kind of recognize their privilege in the way that we're living and how we can make changes domestically and internationally to kind of achieve equity.
Absolutely. It's really hard to see, like, from our perspective, how privileged we really are in the community that we're in. And, like, it's good to, like, collaborate. Are there any other collaborations or sponsorships that you guys might have looked into for this week?
Well, besides our lovely collaboration with you, Right of Reply, we're also collaborating with Speaker Series for our speaker events. We've also had the wonderful opportunity to work with WedgeCaseF. They've provided us with amazing donations that that are going to go towards a giveaway in support of the David Suzuki Foundation.
So you speak about collaborating with the speaker series. That makes me think that there are probably going to be a bunch of speakers this week. Could you speak to what topics they're going to be speaking on, or who they might be, sort of their interests?
Yeah, definitely. On Wednesday, we are hosting a speaker event with some faculty at Queen's. We're going to be discussing climate change and taking an intersectional approach to climate change, of course. On Friday, we're also hosting a speaker event at the Daff Brewery, where we'll be discussing again with some wonderful Queen's faculty on numerous issues in international affairs, again taking an intersectional approach.
Very cool. And that would be Wednesday, February 8th, Friday, February 10th.
Yes.
Great. Sounds like a great lineup of events. Is there a significance for choosing the David Suzuki Foundation, and like why you decide to choose it over any other foundation or charity?
So, the David Suzuki Foundation, so it's a Canadian national not-for-profit focused on Canadian environmentalism and designing a sustainable future specifically for Canada. Since IDW is run by Global Affairs Canada, which is our government agency, we wanted to work with a Canadian organization to kind of talk about how domestic changes can have that international impact. Additionally, Canada is actually warming at twice the rate of the rest of the world, so it's kind of essential for us to be looking at addressing the climate crisis at home. And the David Suzuki Foundation is committed to sustainable development and also circulating credible climate information, so they really kind of hold an ethos that we at IKEA support wholeheartedly.
Yeah, and talking about the bubble that like Queen students are all in again, it's really important because we're the next generation going out into the world that we like know about like what's going on, not just climate change, but like global health and how like everybody is affected differently by different things, which again is like our intersectionality approach.
Absolutely. Especially in like an era where everything's so dependent on like social media and everything, it's good that you guys are using this as a platform to raise awareness and really bring like proper and factual information to the forefront of the discussion.
And I like the intersectional approach that you're all taking, because I feel like people often think climate change is sort of one thing or somehow separate from life because it's just in one category, but it affects everything and it affects different people in very different ways. And
yeah, definitely.
That's very important.
That's why we'll be discussing specifically climate refugees as well,
mm-hmm.
because even though it impacts all of us, the effects are greater for certain groups.
Right, for sure.
What's one thing that you guys would like to take from this experience as being directors for IDW Week? Would you guys say that it's shaped your experiences and like the way you see like your perspective on certain issues? Or would you say like you'll be taking some of this information like in your later on careers? Because you guys seem to have a career focused on, you know,
Politics,
yeah.
Global development.
Yeah. Trying to find the word.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, this whole entire week, not even like just preparing for this week, I've learned so much and how it all like interconnects, and we've come up like just bouncing ideas off each other. We've come up with so many different like subtopics for each thing, and like even learning about things that I didn't even know about, like Canada's warming twice as fast as the rest of the planet, and
that's
crazy.
So shocking.
Yeah.
Right? Speaking of which, like we're not getting like mass flooding, but Pakistan is, for example.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's what's been super rewarding is we all have this kind of overarching interest in international development, but we all kind of had specific topics that we were maybe more interested in and more knowledgeable about. So when we were able to bring that together and put together this week-long series of events, it was great to be able to kind of learn from each other and be able to use our own expertise.
Mm-hmm. It's also given us a good opportunity to look for ways to get more involved, learning just about what this week really stands for and what all the sustainable development goals entail and how we can all take part in doing so.
Yeah.
It's especially significant, as you guys mentioned, like as university students, we definitely do have the power to make change, even if it's like as small as bringing awareness, just giving factual based information and like making people actually think. And it's absolutely amazing that you guys are doing this.
Yeah, so if each of you could just give a bit of detail about the schedule for next week from February 5th to 11th, some of the themes, events that are happening on the different days, that'd be great.
Yeah, for sure. So each day is gonna have its own informative Instagram post. On the 5th, it's poverty levels. On the 6th, we're having the informative post for climate change, but also the trivia night, which is at Daft Brewery. And it's gonna be the start of our raffle for the David Suzuki Foundation. I just wanna reiterate that like Daft Brewery to like get in is free. It's just if you want to donate, you can. For the 7th, it's gonna be gender-based violence, and that's gonna be partnering with the 8th Indigenous people. So it's gonna be violence against women in Indigenous communities. And on the 9th, we're going to be having global health and a booth in the ARC. And on the 10th and 11th, it's intersectionality, but we're going to be having an intersectionality karaoke night on the Friday.
Yep. Amazing.
Cool.
Definitely look out for these amazing events. and support them and give a donation if you can. It'll be greatly appreciated. You know, a little bit goes a long way.
So you talked about how each of you sort of had specific interests and then combined them to learn from each other. Could you speak a little bit more to like each of your interest areas, what you've brought to the week?
Yeah, for sure. Personally, I had a very strong interest in gendered issues and indigenous issues as well. So that's why I decided to take a focus at gender-based violence, looking at it in Canada, but also globally. It's a very, very important topic. It's something that I'm personally pursuing in school, and I just really wanted to put emphasis on the importance of informing other students about it.
Mm-hmm. And it seems like something that's not talked enough about in sort of the public sphere, so it's great you're doing that.
Right.
Yeah, so my kind of area of interest throughout my undergrad has been kind of healthcare and health policy, and I've been lucky enough to be able to work in global health as like part-time work over the past 2 years, and it's just something that I've become really passionate about, is looking at kind of the inequities that we see, and how even living through the COVID pandemic, how those kind of inequities and disparities were even further exacerbated. I just think that we, again, are so privileged with the healthcare system that we have and the access that we have, that it often seems like it's a world away, that people don't have access to healthcare and don't have access to the same things that we do. And something that I've learned is it's happening across the world, but it's also happening at home. And I think that that's something that's I've been really passionate about, and then being able to connect that in with some of the other issues we talk about. So connecting it with gender-based violence and women having lesser access to healthcare because of kind of the double burden of labor, having to work and take care of the children, so not having the time, and then looking at how climate change affects health. So kind of looking at that from an intersectional perspective, but again, like health has always kind of been my focus area.
Yeah, for me, I kind of took charge of the climate change portion and the intersectionality portion. And climate change, I've always been really passionate about because, like, for one, I don't want our Earth to, like, disappear. For intersectionality, it's something I learned about, actually, in some of my courses. And the thing is, before I learned about it, I had no idea it existed. I was taught about each thing, like, separately. And I think it's so important to learn about how they all connect because they're not separate from each other. Like, there's climate change, and that affects health. That affects, like, everything in life. And intersectionality will actually be having a karaoke night on the intersectionality is taking up 2 days, so like the 10th and 11th, and the karaoke night is on the Friday, so that's something to definitely look forward to.
Yeah, and that'll also be hosted at DAFT, so yeah, we'll be giving a little presentation kind of explaining the connection between all the previous topics, talking about intersectionality, and then wrapping up the week with a karaoke night.
Yeah. Oh, I'm excited to show up for that.
Yeah.
It's definitely a good way to be both informative and have like a really engaging twist to it, which I feel like everyone can enjoy that aspect, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
For sure. Yeah, a lot of your, or it sounds like each day you're gonna be posting and sort of letting us know what's happening that day. Could you just give the different like the Instagram tags and the different places that people could go to see some of this?
Yeah, you can follow us at idw.kia, so that's idw.qiaa on Instagram, and we'll be sharing posts every day informing you about various issues, but also letting you know of the events going on and all the exciting stuff that is still to come.
Yeah, I would definitely look out at the Instagram, because we're also going to have a booth at the ARC on the 9th for global health, and then we're also going to be having speakers, and so like all of that will be on the Instagram.
Yeah. Amazing. So you hear that, everybody, just stay tuned, follow their socials, and don't forget to follow our Instagram too, because we'll be posting on our story to help support these directors, because they've worked so hard, so you guys might as well show up and learn a bit of something We'll be posting our Instagram and our Spotify to our past episodes, but definitely stay tuned. And stay tuned for our other episodes coming next week. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you
for
having us.
Thank you for having us.